The Fairy Tale, a real and imagined history of Australian sport. Written and read by H.G. Nelson. The year when the electrodes were applied to this lifeless lump and the creation rumbled from the slab and started wriggling about lewdly was 1977. This was a big year for Australian rules football. Back in the day before 1977, and let's face it, that's last century, the Australian game, Australian rules football, was played in South Australia, Tasmania and Western Australia. But its heart and soul, according to the pundits who lived there, was nailed to the floorboards in suburban Melbourne. It was a mystical landscape. The game's spiritual home was the MCG. The game was always bigger and better and more meaningful when the august Victorian Football League controlled the players, the money and the rules. The teams from the football suburbs of Melbourne did their thing during the home and away season, and once the first weeks of the finals were cracked, boxed and buried, the 12 teams that started the annual journey towards that one day in September were whittled down to two. The two finalists shared a dream. It was a dream shared by the whole competition when the field lined up for the starter back in late March. It was a dream of taking the Premiership Cup back to the clubhouse for a wild summer-long shindig. The VFL Grand Final, the Granny, decided the champion team and featured at the G on that 1977 spring afternoon where the North Melbourne Kangaroos dolled up in blue and white and the Collingwood Magpies who turned up in their traditional strip featuring the prison bars of black and white. On that September day when another difficult bleak city winter was back in its box for 6 months, these two great Melbourne sides battled for the greatest prize in football anywhere in the known world. On that one day of the year, the centre of the universe was Melbourne. But 1977 was about change. It was the first year the grand final was televised live in Victoria. The live free-to-air coverage was predicated on the idea that if the grand final sold out, then the Channel 7 football tap would be turned on and everyone could see the game and listen to Peter Landy and Lou Richards call the action in the most livable city on the planet. Everyone across the nation would be united around the television in a festival of the boot. As the final Saturday in September approached, there was great nervousness amongst the footy heads in Melbourne who did not have grand final tickets. They prayed that the magic ground full number would be reached, lifting the TV curtain and allowing the modern world of sports broadcasting to catch up with VFL football. The days rolled by. Suddenly, the MCG was stacked to the rafters. The game was a sellout. Footy mad Victorians would have the big show blasted in their lounge rooms from the sticks on Mount Dandenong. The Granny would finally appear across Melbourne on Asta 12 inches and AWA Radiola deep image screens in vibrant living football colour. As is often the case, the backstory of these end-of-season events is often more exciting and dramatic than the actual game. So many VFL-AFL grand finals are lopsided affairs. The match is often done and dusted in the first quarter. By half-time, disappointed footy heads and serious punters are headed for the exits looking forward to the Boxing Day test. But the big one in 1977...